AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President-elect Donald Trump's transition team continues to push back on the claim Russian hacking influenced the presidential election to favor Trump. Trump chief of staff Reince Priebus wants the leaders of the FBI and CIA to tell the public if Russia interfered.
I think that these guys should be straight with the American people and come out and say it. I don't think they've been clear about it.
Priebus was on Fox News Sunday. The Electoral College votes tomorrow. Clinton campaign chair John Podesta says a Donald Trump victory isn't a foregone conclusion.
The question is whether there are 37 Republican electors who think that either there are open questions or that Donald Trump, based on everything we know about him, is really unfit to be president of the United States. And if they do, then he'll throw it to the House of Representatives.
Podesta was on NBC's Meet the Press. The U.S. ambassador at the United Nations is predicting the Security Council will pass a compromise resolution tomorrow to send monitors into Aleppo in Syria.
The Security Council was supposed to vote Sunday on a resolution to help those caught in the deadly battle in Aleppo, but Russia vowed to veto it unless changes were made. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power.
Given our experience with so many Russian vetoes up to this point, you can't have confidence.
But Power says the council worked hard on a new text with Russia's ambassador.
I can't speak for how his system works, but we expect to vote unanimously for this text.
Which she says covers evacuation and humanitarian access. I'm Julie Walker.
Police say sheriff's deputies in Tennessee outside Memphis shot and killed a man after he threatened them with a knife. The drinking water ban has been lifted in Corpus Christi, Texas. Test results show no contamination due to a chemical leak. Temperatures are dangerously low in parts of the plains and Midwest, and it's moving east. A blizzard shut down Interstate 90 in parts of Montana. This is AP Radio News. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Saudi Arabia's king to discuss the war in Yemen.
Let me begin by condemning today's horrific terrorist attack in Aden. And I want to express our deepest condolences to all of the families and loved ones of those who were killed or injured.
A suicide bomber blew himself up outside a military camp in Yemen. At least 52 people were killed. This is the 15th Sunday in the NFL, and some finals are in. Cleveland remains without a victory. The Browns lost to Buffalo. Pittsburgh came from behind to beat Cincinnati on the road 24-20. Baltimore edged Philadelphia 27-26. It was Tennessee over Kansas City 19-17. The New York Giants beat Detroit 17-6. Green Bay beat Chicago in the cold at Soldier Field. Indianapolis easily defeated Minnesota. Houston edged Jacksonville. And tonight, Tampa Bay visits Dallas. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.